It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. We're taking you somewhere very special today. It's an event I've been attending every September for 16 years now, and it's called Fish Camp. Fish Camp takes place at the Peach Beach RV Park in the Columbia River Gorge, an area so beautiful it's designated as a National Scenic Area. The RV park sits on the Washington state side of the mile-wide Columbia River, and across the water, you can see the small community of Biggs Junction that sits at the intersection of U.S. Highway 97 and Interstate 84, which takes you to Portland to the west or Boise, Idaho if you're heading east. Fish Camp always takes place in mid-September. It's an invitation-only event, and some 60 to 90 people cycle through the camp over the days it takes place. Some staying a couple of nights, some staying for all 5 days. The man behind this event is Ed Iman. He's a well-known fishing guide and promoter out of the Dalles, Oregon, which is just a 20-minute drive away. He brings together three groups of people to fish camp every year. The first group is the outdoors media. The second group are the boat operators. We are talking about tournament anglers, pro staffers in the fishing industry, and full-time fishing guides here. Last and definitely not least are those that either work for or own companies involved in the fishing or outdoors industry. This would include companies that make fishing rods, fishing reels, and fishing line, as well as those who make accessories. There's also companies at Fish Camp that make knives, knife sharpeners, tents, sleeping bags, outdoors cooking grills, and more. The cast of characters who attends varies from year to year, but the routine remains the same. In the morning, it's dark and you get up and eat a hot breakfast, make a sack lunch, and then head out to go fishing as the first light of day arrives. What you fish for is up to you. Most folks go on a boat with a guide or tournament angler and go after salmon, since the fall Chinook run is usually at its peak in the Columbia River this time of year. However, there are plenty of other options too, including the opportunity to tangle with huge prehistoric-looking salmon or tasty walleye. There are lots of smallmouth bass in the Columbia River, as well as a nearby tributary, the John Day River, and there are both salmon and steelhead to be found in two other nearby rivers, the famed Deschutes in Oregon and the lesser-known Klickitat River in Washington. Everyone comes back to camp in the afternoon with plenty of fish stories and often quite a few salmon to fillet and back. Pack. After that comes dinner and presentations from the manufacturers and companies that are sponsoring Fish Camp. And then it's time to socialize as the day fades into sunset. As night falls, most folks turn in early, heading to one of the tents Ed has set up or to their own tent, RV, or trailer for a good night's sleep. Take it all together and you've got a great week of camping, fishing, and fun that I'll never get tired of. And this week, we're going to be sharing the fishing opportunities in this area with you. One of the guys we'll be talking to is Dave Ng. He is not only a guide, but the owner of a company called Fish Ng Products. He's also one of the best salmon fishing guides in the Pacific Northwest. He's going to tell you how he goes about catching these fall Chinook salmon, some tips that'll help you out if you decide to come to the Columbia River Gorge. Another man we'll talk to is Larry Hutchins. Larry is a former bass tournament angler, and now he is a pro staffer for Lowrance, the makers of some very nice marine electronics. I'm going bass fishing with Larry. We'll see how we do for the smallmouth, and we'll talk to Larry about a business that he and a partner own called Lowrance on the Water, where he and his partner will actually go out to you. They'll go to your boat and help you set up your Lowrance electronics so you get the very most out of them, teach you a few tricks and techniques that you're not going to find in the owner's manual too. If you need a place to stay, you can of course stay at the Peach Beach RV Park. It's right on the Columbia River. It's a beautiful RV park, but you might want to stay in a hotel, and maybe you want to eat out for dinner, and maybe you even want a little nightlife and some other things to do. In that case, head to the Dalles. The executive director of the Dalles Area Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Farquharson, is going to join us to tell you more about that and some other things you can do besides fishing while you're there. Before we talk to Lisa and Dave and Larry, though, let me introduce you to another guide and let's go fishing. All right, now that you've heard about fish camp, we are heading out on the water. We're on the Columbia River just north of the Peach Beach RV Park, and we are fishing for sturgeon with guide Bruce Warren, the owner of Fishing for Fun Guide Service. He's also a pro staff member for Max Lure Company and for Cass King 2. Bruce, great to have you back on the air.
Thanks, Sean. Great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about sturgeon fishing. We've got listeners back east in Virginia, New York, and down in Louisiana that probably don't do a whole lot of fishing for white sturgeon. This is really a unique fishery that we have along the border of Oregon and Washington, isn't it?
You bet it is, John. If anybody ever looked at the history books, white sturgeon is technically a dinosaur. It's been around for 200 to 300 million years. Yes, it's a dinosaur. It's an absolutely wonderful sport fish. It's a great eating fish, and they do get big.
We are talking 11 feet big sometimes. What's the biggest that you or your clients have ever boated?
We've got one to the side of the boat that was 10'3". Of course, we can't bring those in, and we estimated it was probably between 450 and 500 pounds.
Absolutely amazing. And I think folks probably don't understand the fight that these fish give. You know, most people, they look at these sturgeon, they probably figure they just dog it on the bottom. That's not true at all.
I will take the biggest muscle-bound guy you got, put him on an oversized fish, and he will be squealing like a little girl in about 10 minutes.
That's absolutely true. Folks, these fish will dog it, they will run, but they will also jump, they will breach, they've actually, you know, almost tail walk sometimes. They're an amazing, amazing fish. They do look prehistoric, they're extremely powerful, and when you can keep them, which doesn't happen very often, they're pretty tasty, too.
They are absolutely one of the best eating white meat fish you'll ever have. Very, very mild in flavor. Real hearty in texture. A lot of people wouldn't be able to distinguish them from red meat, except for the color.
Now, when sturgeon catch and keep season is open, there is a specific slot limit. It depends where you're at on the Columbia River, what that slot limit is. But you only get to keep one fish if you catch it. Two per year, and if you get them, it is truly a delicacy that you will enjoy. Let's talk a little bit about catching these fish, because the catch and release season is always open for sturgeon.
Absolutely. As long as you're in the Columbia River between the bordering the states, you have no closure on catch and release. It has to be concurrent with another season. Well, if you know, the Columbia River never closes. So you can go out and catch and release virtually any time of the year.
Well, let's talk about what we're doing right now. We've got four rods set up for the four anglers in the boat. And we'll start off with the rod, the reel, the line. Tell me about, you know, what you have for these sturgeon.
Well, we've got the Cass King products for our sturgeon rods and our sturgeon reels. They came out with a brand new reel for us this year. Absolutely loving it. It's a line counter, but we've also got non-line counter reels from Cass King that are great for this fishery. We've also got a brand new rod that we're getting to play with today. Loving it. I'm going to put in an order for six of them at least.
Well, tell me more about this rod, because I'll be honest, I've been on boats where I've fished for sturgeon before, and I'm used to seeing rods that look like broom handles.
You bet. And that is the way it used to be. With the high-tech materials, high-tech design of these rods, you can't beat these lightweight, super strong, incredible, almost indestructible rods. And they're fantastic to play a fish with. And you can hold them all day long.
All right. Well, real quick, let's step over to this rod. Let's step over to this reel. You know, what are the models that we're talking about here from Cass King?
Well, this is a Cass King. This is called their Cat Tech. It's a composite rod. This one happens to be 8 feet long, which I really like for sturgeon. It gives me a little bit of leverage on them, but it's not too long. It doesn't become unruly in the boat. This one here is a 30 to 60 line weight. Handles braided line, handles monofilament line, whatever you prefer. I run braid. Absolutely love it. We've got a Recon reel on it, which is their brand new line counter. We're trying them out today on it. What a great reel. And this is a size 10. They also have a size 20.
What size braid do you run, and what size hook do you use?
Well, that's the thing about some of these fish can be big, and you don't know what's going to bite. It could be 20 inches. It could be 20 feet. And yes, they're that big in here. So we're going to run 65-pound braid on a typical catch-and-release or catch-and-keep type fishery. And if you're going for the big boys, 100-pound braid is not out of the options.
And the hook?
Anywhere between a 4 or 5-aught to the small end up to a 10 or 12-aught for the big ones.
And the bait?
That's where it gets tricky. They will eat virtually anything as long as it's fresh in the river. Right now we've got salmon running through here, so we have a rod with salmon bellies on it. We've also got squid, we've got rollmop herring, and we've got a shad. Shad is also in the river, not quite now, so they're looking for dead ones. That's what we've got, is a dead shad out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, if you want to try something really unique and catch a fish that's going to give you one heck of a fight, go sturgeon fishing on the Columbia River. And if you want someone to take you, look up Bruce Warren. His website is fishingforfunguideservice.com. That's fishingforfunguideservice.com. We've already got one sturgeon to the boat that was about a 3-footer, and it was caught by an angler who's never caught one before, who hails from the state of Georgia. Looking forward to catching a few more.
You bet, John. You know, this is absolutely a blast. We come out here and we do a catch and release fishery late June, July, and August, and I hate to tell everybody this, but we average almost 40 fish a day.
Well, let's get to it.
Yeah, you bet.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We continue to broadcast from the Columbia River Gorge bordering Oregon and Washington, and we're catching up with Dave Eng. He just rolled back into fish camp with a limit of salmon for all 5 people on his boat. Dave, you've been knocking them dead this week.
It has been very, very good for myself and most everybody out there, whether you're pro trolling or you're hover fishing with eggs or you're trolling wiggle warts first thing in the morning. A lot of guys will start out trolling wiggle warts first thing because they'd kind of do the glow in the dark, whether it's a Brad's Wiggler or a, you know, wiggle wart, they'll do that. And then once they see the egg bite come on, they'll start coming over there as well. And some of them stay wiggle warts the whole time.
Well, I want to get into the tactics in just a minute, but let's take a step back. We've got listeners from all over the United States listening to the show, and they know we're talking about the Columbia River Gorge, absolutely beautiful area to fish, but they may not know exactly where to go if they come here. And there's basically, what, the mouths of 3 rivers that tend to hold fish this time of year: the white salmon, the Klickitat, and the Deschutes. You've been fishing off the Deschutes. Why did you choose that one?
Primarily, I believe the Deschutes gets going somewhat earlier, and the fish seem to be a little bit larger up here, and it's a further drive from Portland, but I stay up here, so that doesn't make any difference to myself. And that old saying, don't leave fish to find fish, and we're catching fish and catching lots of them every day. Some days you work harder for them, but most of the time it's, you know, we're back in by noon or so.
And that's interesting because people are predicting a not very good run of fall Chinook, but the numbers have been steadily building. It looks like we are going to have a decent run this year, and you're seeing the results on the water. Not only are we seeing Chinook, you're seeing some pretty good-sized Chinook, too.
Everything we caught today, 4 of them were over 20, and I had 6 people, and then we went and got a 7th because we're just fun fishing, and we got everybody's fish today. So I had 8 fish when I came back in, and 2 or 3 jacks, 4 of them over 20, and 4 of them between 15 and 20.
Incredible. And folks, next up, coho salmon. They're just a couple of weeks away, so that's right around the corner. Let's get back to the tactics you're using. So wiggle warts, for those that don't know, it's a plug. And how exactly are people fishing it off the mouth of the Deschutes?
they're just flatlining them straight back behind the boat with probably 15 to 20 pound test, you know, monofilament, or they're using their braid and putting a, you know, a 3 feet a leader on the back of it, but just stringing them back, you know, like 65, 70 feet, and then just trolling forward enough to get them to dive in and dig.
So they're basically diving right to the bottom, digging in off the sand. Are most people putting scent on these plugs?
Most people are, you know, whether it's a, you know, a gel scent or a, you know, a paste type stuff that'll stick on there, you know, a little tiny bit and, you know, a little bit of smell. Most of it's a reactionary bite, but, you know, if you can draw them a little bit closer, they're just kind of, most people are following the edges of these sandbars up where it's, you know, comes up to a shallower distance. But a lot of these fish they're catching are suspended as well. You know, we're fishing on the bottom with eggs.
Well, and I want to get into that in a second, but again, folks, just a reminder, we're talking to Dave Eng. He is a fishing guide here in Oregon. He is also the owner of Fish Eng Products, all sorts of great products you'll want if you're a fisherman. Let's talk about hover fishing with eggs. This is something a lot of people have a hard time getting the hang of. Why don't we talk about exactly how it's done and why some people just really have a hard time with it?
It is a technique where you go down to the bottom. Essentially, you're using the boat for a bobber. You're going down to the bottom and coming up 2 to 3, 4 cranks, finding where those fish are hanging. And typically, most of us rig the same way. We go our main line, which is braid, down to a swivel. And just above the swivel is your sinker on a slider. And we're using 1 to 3 ounces. If it's a little bit bumpy and choppy, we go heavier. If not, I go a little bit lighter. And from that, I'm running about 3 feet a leader to a 3-aught hook. Some guys are 2-aught, some guys are 4-aught. Smaller baits seem to work the best. Go down to the bottom, come up a crank or two, and either rest your rod on the gunwale so you can visually see it and feel it, because they're not just going to rip it down like a back bounce bite. It is, sometimes it'll only move your rod tip a quarter of an inch. I try to explain to my people, it's going to feel like you're dragging your sinker in the sand when you're getting a bite. It'll load the rod a little tiny bit and just feel a little bit different. Do not be bashful.
And that's the thing. So many people, when it comes to Chinook, they're told, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. And that's the last thing you do with hover fishing.
Correct. And, you know, a lot of it depends on your boat driver. Those lines need to be straight up and down or as close to as you can. You know, fishing it virtually like a vertical jig. And that's another technique some of these guys are doing, is vertical jigging. But I'm a bait guy. I love to feel the bite. You know, I love catching salmon any way I can. But when I take people out hover fishing, it's them. It's not all on me getting them in the right depth, the right zone. They've got to be paying attention. If you're looking around and watching everybody else and playing on your cell phone, you're going to get a boat ride out of the day. If you're paying attention, you'll hook fish.
I love it. Last tactic, you mentioned pearl trolls. So let's explain to our listeners exactly what that means.
Those are the 360 style flashers, whether it's a pro troll, a short bus, Max Lures has a, you know, some of us refer them as skateboards, you know, it's just a 360 flasher. And behind that, they're going to run either a smaller spinner or a super bait or that type of lure behind it.
You know, further down the river, they're running herring, sometimes even anchovy. You don't see that up here, you know, 100 miles upstream.
No, and I don't think you need to, but I wouldn't be afraid to do it. In fact, I would, you know, it'd be fun just to go screwing around for a couple of days and say, okay, let's try anchovies for a few hours. But when you got something that's working, it's kind of hard to break away from that.
You're absolutely right. You know, one other thing I want to touch on here. The other day, out there off the Deschutes, and I haven't seen this in years, but I saw it a couple of times. There were people who caught salmon, and they literally had a rope over the boat, and they were dragging these salmon around absolutely crazy. And taking care of the catch, that's something that people really need to think about if they want good table fare.
It's amazing to me, you know, a lot of guys will throw them over the side and bleed them and then put them in fish boxes, but some guys leave them out there in the water 70 degrees. Now, I would not eat a hot dog coming out of a 70 degree refrigerator. So spend the $4 on 2 bags of ice, get them bled, get them cooled down. You'll have a better product from start to finish.
Great advice. We got about a minute left. Why don't you tell folks really quick about Fish Eng Products?
We manufacture everything from leader boards. They're just foam boards in three different sizes that have slots in them to wrap your pre-tied rigs on, stick foam, you know, jigs in them. They're made to fit existing boxes on the market. We make aluminum extensions for your rods out of your boat so you can get your rod up off the gunnels. And a couple other products, sinker gauges. You know, it's hard to tell the size of sinkers sometimes, so we made a little gauge that slide your sinker in and, you know, boom, you can tell what it is.
Very useful accessories if you're an angler. You can find out more at Fisheng, that's E-N-G, fisheng.com. And if you are looking to come to the Portland area or around the Dalles that we've been talking about, the Dalles makes a fabulous base camp for your fishing adventures. We'll tell you more about that later in the show. But give Dave a call. He would be happy to take you out on a guided fishing trip, and he'd be happy to sell you some of his stuff from Fisheng products. Dave, thanks for sharing this great knowledge with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much for having us. See you on the water.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality power and manual sharpeners from WorkSharp. Find out more at WorkSharpTools.com.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. It's the Fish Camp Edition being broadcast from the Peach Beach RV Park right on the Columbia River in the scenic Columbia River Gorge bordering Oregon and Washington. I got to go bass fishing today. As a matter of fact, I got to fish with a very well-known former tournament angler and now a Lowrance pro staffer, Larry Hutchins. Larry, thanks for a great day on the water.
Thank you, John. It's been fun. It was a great day.
It was a great day. It started off slow, but it got better and better as the day went on. And I'd say by the end of the day, you had caught at least a couple dozen bass. I'd caught about a dozen. And folks, that's why he's a former tournament angler and I never will be. But despite that, we hooked into a lot of fish, caught a lot of fish. Nothing of size today, but you've caught some really big bass in this stretch of the gorge before, haven't you?
Yeah, this is actually one of my favorite places to come up and fish because there's a lot of unmolested fish. It gets very little pressure. You got to deal with the wind at times, but if you can pick a day when it's calm, you can do very well up here.
And I want to go ahead and describe the exact area we're fishing to you folks, because I know some of you are listening as far away as Virginia and New York today. So a lot of you have in your mind's eye this view of the Pacific Northwest where it rains all the time. But once you go east of the Cascades and into the drier part of the Columbia River Gorge, it's absolutely beautiful. You have cliffs on either side of this mile-wide river. Big basalt cliffs, this beautiful scenery out here. And where we were fishing was above John Day Dam. There's a boat launch and an Army Corps of Engineers park right above the dam. And we were able to fish both on the Columbia River above John Day Dam and also on the John Day River itself. And that was a real treat. That's just really beautiful country back there. It's a lot more intimate. We got to see some mule deer, including a nice buck. We're listening to pheasants cackle. And I mean, just a beautiful place to fish, no matter how the fishing is.
Yeah, exactly. It's great because you launch in out of the wind. You launch in the John Day River. You can go up and fish that. There's largemouth in there. There's certainly a lot of smallmouth. And then if you want to go out on the big water, where really all the action is, you can run 50 miles from there to the next dam, and it's all full of smallmouth.
And we did catch a couple of largemouth today up on the John Day River, and I know you'll catch them occasionally on the Columbia as well, but you're right. In this section of the Columbia, smallmouth's the name of the game. How big do the smallmouth get here? I mean, today we were only getting 2-pounders. I've gotten them up to 3-4 before. I'm guessing you've gotten them bigger than that.
Yeah, it's pretty common to catch 3 to 5 pounders when they're really on. 2-pound is pretty average on a normal day when they're really not biting very well. So it's all ranges. I have seen them up as big as 7, but 3 to 5 is good.
And folks, if you haven't fished for smallmouth before, feisty, feisty fish. They'll run, they'll jump, they put up a scrappy fight, ton of fun. Let's talk about how we caught them today, using a couple of different methods.
Yeah, you know, this time of the year, there's generally a lot of shad bait coming back down the river from the spawn. And this is usually when, really, it's why the salmon are running up the river and the bait's coming down the river. But the smallmouth take advantage of that, too. And if you can find them, they're all grouped up and you can do well. When we had a lot of wind today, so it was hard for us to move around. We didn't get into that, but we did see a lot of bait in the 60-foot range, so they're not really up as shallow as they normally are this time of year.
And we were catching them, folks, on rattle traps and crankbaits and spinnerbaits. I mean, just nothing fancy here, just fun fishing, pitching it toward shore, bringing it back. You were using a stop and pause retrieve to great effect, which was really interesting because, you know, normally this time of year, I'm cranking back fast, but you, again, you're the tournament angler, you figured it out. Hey, we're not getting bit too well. The fish aren't that reactive. Let's slow things down. And that really did the trick.
It did, and as we soon figured out, if we found the ledges sort of a little flat off the bank before it dropped into the channel, and when you come off that flat, they'd usually come up and bite it. So I think they were down a little deeper coming up for the bait, and I think the shad was deeper. That's why they were deeper.
Makes perfect sense. And one other thing, folks, again, beautiful country out here, absolutely gorgeous. And when Larry's talking about unmolested fish, let me put it this way. We were one of 2 boats on the water fishing for bass today in basically about 1.5 miles of the John Day and about a 2 to 3 mile stretch of the Columbia River. So we're talking 5 river miles and 2 boats for a trophy class smallmouth bass fishery. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it really doesn't. That's why it's one of my favorite parts of the river up here.
So let's change the subject a little bit. Again, you're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Larry Hutchins. He's a former tournament angler, and he's here at Fish Camp. He took me bass fishing today in the Columbia River Gorge. He's also a pro staffer for Lowrance, but you also do something special. You've been doing that up here in the Northwest in Oregon and Washington with your partner John Kaiser on the water training so folks can get the most out of their marine electronics.
Yeah, we started this about 5 years ago. I'd be at a show and I'd have a guy would ask me how to do something and I'd walk him through it on our demo models and then he would say, could you come out in my boat and show me how to do it? And after I heard that a couple dozen times, I thought, well, there's an opportunity here. So I started LowranceOnWater.com, and what we do is we come out on the customer's boat, we check their install, we set everything up and we train them everything Lowrance on their boat. And when we leave, it's working usually better than what they anticipate it could be. And they get to learn all of the things they're missing out on after they've made the investment. And so it's been really great, and I get a lot of positive feedback from that.
How much do you charge for one of these on-the-water training days?
So it's $250 for 2 hours, and that's within 100 miles of the Portland area. Round trip, if it's farther than I charge mileage, but it's $250.
And John Kaiser in the Seattle area, is he charging the same?
Yeah, it's the same. He handles Puget Sound area and that part, and then I handle Oregon and part of Eastern Washington.
But wait, a change is coming because you're going to be moving from Oregon to the Lone Star State of Texas, East Texas. And we have stations in Texas. We have stations in Louisiana. Are they going to be able to take advantage of this on-the-water training once you get there?
Oh, yes. I'm really looking forward to moving down there. And where I plan to live will be within a two-hour radius, 14 really great bass lakes. And there is a large market down there of people that use Lowrance products. So I'm looking forward to moving down there. Don't know when that'll happen exactly, but I'll still be doing it here until I leave.
And the bottom line is this. After they have one of these on-the-water training sessions with you, this is truly an investment. I mean, some people are saying $250, but, I mean, it's a one-time investment to really, really get the most out of your electronics and any electronics you're going to buy in the future, too.
Exactly. Our market share age range tends to be 40 to 70. And
just like this show, folks.
Exactly. And a lot of guys want to take advantage of all the stuff they have, but they're not quite sure how to get there. And the most comments I hear from people is, I don't know why I waited 3 years. I've had it. I've not been able to use everything because I don't understand it. But when we're done, they do understand it. And because of the age range we do, I use what's called adult learning styles. So that helps them remember, because everybody's talking about, well, I'm never going to remember it.
Right.
But in fact, they do remember it when we're done, a lot of it, maybe not all of it. But then I also provide them a report, and the report is called a baseline report. So we took all of your settings prior to the training, and then we marked down all the settings after the training. So when your buddy jumps in the boat and thinks he knows more than you do about your own equipment and makes some changes, you just pull up the report, which you can import into your HDS unit, and it's with you all the time, and you can get back to where it works.
I love it. We've got about 15 seconds left. What's the website, or how can folks get a hold of you?
Website is lowranceonwater.com. You can either contact John or myself. Our contact info, just go under the heading trainers, and we're there.
LowranceOnWater.com. That's LowranceOnWater.com. Go ahead. Check this out. Invest $250. Walk away with a lifetime of knowledge that you're going to use on the water. Larry, thanks so much for sharing this with us and for taking me fishing today as part of America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. Totally enjoyed it.
There's a place where the fishing is year-round, where the sun shines 300 days a year. The wineries and breweries are right downtown. The hiking and cycling offer spectacular views you just don't get in the big cities. Fortunately, the place is real and vibrant. It's the Dalles, Oregon, just 90 short minutes from Portland, along the gorgeous Columbia River, where the adventures are limited only by your imagination. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might just get away. AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com. You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We continue with our special fish camp edition recorded in the Columbia River Gorge bordering Oregon and Washington. Now, you've heard about the great fishing we've told you about for salmon, for sturgeon, for bass, and other species as well. And you might be wondering, where should you stay? Well, if you're not staying at the Peach Beach RV Park where we've been and you want hotel accommodations, we've got just the place for you. It's just down the road. It's the Dalles. And with us here today is Lisa Farquharson. She is the executive director of the Dalles Area Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, great to have you on the show. And it was a joy to spend time with you and see you catching fish at fish camp.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And oh, yes, it was a blast. We loved seeing everybody hook those salmon, and a few people got a surprise sturgeon on their line and gave them a battle. But it was awesome to be able to just fish in the Columbia Gorge.
Well, the fall Chinook fishing was very, very good, as our listeners have heard, and plenty of other fish to catch as well. And I want to talk about the Dalles, because you know the old real estate saying, location, location, location. If you're looking for a base camp to strike out for some great fishing adventures, the Dalles is it, because you're located not just right on the Columbia River that we've been talking about, but you're within striking distance of three great rivers that offer good fishing.
We are, and that's actually why I love living here. We have access to the mouth of the Klickitat, just a few moments of just going down to the Mayor State Park, getting on the river, and then in just about 3 minutes, boom, you're right at the mouth. Or you can choose to go to the mouth of the Deschutes. You can actually enter that river with two other parks. You have the Celilo Park, also the Deschutes Park that's there, and you can get access to a boat ramp. And that puts you at that beautiful mouth, which, oh, is such a fun, a little challenging at times, fishery there. Or you can head further east and hit the John Day, which I know people just love even hiking up the John Day River. It is a beautiful setting also that you can go and fish at the mouth of that. So yes, we not only have the Columbia to choose from, which is a vast, wide river which offers many different species, but we have those other three amazing fisheries that we get to enjoy also, all within, I would say, you know, you've got anywhere from 10 minutes to probably 35, 40 minutes at the max. And that's getting your boat in the dock on the river.
Now, a lot of our listeners today aren't going to be bringing their boats to the Dalles, but folks, you can fly in to Portland, and it's not far of a drive at all to get to the Dalles, or you can drive to the Dalles from our northwestern states. It's right off of Interstate 84, easy access. And if you don't bring your boat, don't worry. Those three tributaries that Lisa just told you about all offer great fishing, whether or not you have the boat. The Klickitat is a fantastic river for not only salmon, but steelhead too. At least most years it is. This year's been a little bit tough. The Deschutes is a famed river, and you hike up either side for several miles. Again, casting for salmon, casting for steelhead, casting for trout. You can drive all the way up to Maupin and have some excellent trout fishing up in that area. And the John Day River, Cottonwood Canyon State Park, you've got about 10 miles of riverfront access. Absolutely beautiful country, tons of smallmouth bass. So whether or not you have a boat, there's some great options for you. But I would recommend getting a guide, and there's plenty you can find on the Dalles Area Chamber of Commerce website. Going out for the day on the Columbia River at the mouth of one of these rivers that Lisa just described. Now, if people do come, Lisa, they're going to probably want to get some fishing tackle and other sporting goods equipment. And you are an area chamber of commerce between Rufus and the Dalles, you've really got people covered in that regard, don't you?
We do. We actually have members on both sides of the river, and we actually represent probably about 10, 11 counties where we have chamber members. So one of the stores that we love to do, especially when we're headed east and fishing those tributaries, we love going to the Gorge Outfitters Supply. Wendy has an amazing store fully stocked of everything you would need, from walleye, bass, to your sturgeon and your salmon. But on top of that, Wendy knows her fisheries, and she knows what's biting, what's not, what colors work, what don't work, and she's not afraid to share it. She wants everybody to be successful at their fishing. They also sell all the fishing licenses that you need with your special tags and endorsements. So that is a great one right there in Rufus. And that's just, you know, 25 minutes away, so it's right there. And then, of course, in the Dalles, we have a few places that we love to send our guests and visitors. Fly Fishing Strategies is right downtown, and he does an amazing job. Paul knows his fisheries, and he knows that fly fishing and what is also biting, and he will gladly help you get to those little remote spots that you can just stand there and experience nature and be casting out and getting those fish. We also have Coastal Farm and Supply, which does licenses and has a really good fishing supply. That is where we go often, or Bi-Mart. They have your fishing licenses also with a good ready supply from the person who does that hover fishing on the salmon to all of the flasher system. And so those are all there and available right here in our community, and we will be glad to help anyone get there. And then, of course, our fishing guides are listed on our site too with the specialties that they like to do and fish for to help you be successful.
And if you are going to be hiking up the Deschutes or the Klickitat, one lure you've got to have, blue fox spinner number 4 or number 5. The go-to color, there's lots at work, but the go-to color is chrome and blue. Just a little insider tip there. Now, if the Dalles is a base camp, the Dalles have got to have 3 things, and that would be a range of accommodations, that would be a range of dining options, and that would have to be a little bit of nightlife. And you really do have all 3 there, don't you?
We do. We have several hotels and different styles of lodging, even from the Airbnbs, a bread and breakfast, to your regular hotels like a Shiloh, to Cousins Country Inn. And they are all accommodating, and they do some great, some of those have restaurants within them, but then we have many eateries in our downtown. You know, I think of Zem's and Clock Tower and River Tap. I'm just going to spout those out there. Those are great places you can come into. Even if you smell a little fishy, they're not going to matter. And then we also have some amazing breweries and wineries here in our area, Sedition and Freebridge, and they are both locals who are making their own beers and different brews and different styles. And then we also have a winery, 4 tasting rooms in our downtown that are right there for you, and you can test them out. One of them being in a historic building that used to be a flour mill, and now it is Sunshine Mill Winery instead of the Sunshine Crackers. And so we do enjoy all of those, and they're all listed on our website. ExploreTheDalles.com or TheDallesChamber.com can get you there, or you can just give us a call because we love talking to people.
In addition to this, folks, there's a lot of other things to do in the area besides just fishing and hiking that we told you about. There's several riverfront trails right there in the Dalles for you to explore on bicycle or on foot. There's some great routes that you can pick up at the Chamber of Commerce if you just want to bicycle some of the country roads around here. And don't forget to go across the river to Columbia Hills State Park in the spring. Beautiful wildflowers. There's great scenery there at Horse Thief Butte. There's another state park with petroglyphs at the reservoir that's right there, right below Horse Thief Butte. So definitely some places worth visiting there. And in the Dalles, one of the best museums I've seen in a long time, the Gorge Discovery Center. What are listeners going to find there?
They will find some history of the Lewis and Clark. They're going to find the history of the pioneers. They're also going to find some history of the Wasco County, but also some of our geographical history that we go all the way back to the Ice Age. They will also find what I think is the funnest part, live raptors. They have an amazing program. Bambi does an awesome job with these birds, and you will actually see them. They're on display. They like to come out and be there for the guest. So that is happening all there, and there's even a little cafe. So yes, it's a one-stop shop. Make sure you give yourself some time because there is a lot to take in.
And folks, I would really recommend taking in the raptor exhibits put on by Bambi Foy. She is an amazing woman. She's also a very nice person. She really knows her stuff. And the raptors she has there are all raptors that are native to the Columbia River Gorge. So she has great horned owls. She has kestrels, also known as sparrowhawks. She has bald eagles. And, you know, there's kind of a mix that comes and goes as the years progress. So definitely worth a stop. She is a wealth of knowledge. The raptors, I mean, if you're a hunter, you've got to love a raptor. If you're an angler, you've got to love a raptor because, as we all know, they're better hunters and fishermen than most of us are. So definitely the Gorge Discovery Center, worth a stop. Definitely the raptor exhibit. So much to do in the Dalles. We've got to go. But folks, the website is explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com. And I hope you have enjoyed this special Fish Camp edition of America Outdoors Radio. As you've just heard, there's some fantastic fishing. This is a world-class fishery that's found right here in the Columbia River Gorge, bordering Oregon and Washington. Whether you're after a huge sturgeon up to 11 feet, whether you're after salmon that can weigh up to 25 pounds, whether you're after tons of smallmouth bass, whether you're after walleye, whether you're after steelhead, you'll find it all right here. The website, again, explorethedalles.com. We have got to go. Until next time, do take care. Do have a blessed week. Lisa, thanks so much for sharing this with us. Can't wait to see you again.
Thank you so much, and you have a great week.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand access to the outdoors. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org.